So they're going to have a celebration in Northgate.
Yeah.
Huh? 18 trees, is that right? All decked out and everything?
That's, I believe so.
Wow.
I think that's cool.
6:30 on the promenade.
Yeah. I had not known until we heard what Chris Scotty said that in the past they've wrapped up, you know, boxes of beer with ribbons and stuff, you know.
According to a recent survey, college campuses are gearing up for another disruptive year in higher education.
Oh.
The cause? Cheap beer. Oh. Cheap beer may be the reason your high school graduate ends up being just that, a high school graduate. Although it may surprise you and bring a reminiscent smile to your face as well, cheap beer is the sole cause of the deterioration of academia as we know it.
Yeah.
Cheap beer, selling your future short at keg bottom prices.
There you go. Oh my God.
Well, public service announcement for you this morning as the holiday period comes.
We're
along.
Quite the helpful little
well,
radio station.
Well, we do what we can.
I know that. Every time you say Christmas at the creek, I kind of hope deep in my heart you'll accidentally say Christmas up a creek.
No. And that really is. That's a neat deal.
Well, I mean, I'm not talking about that event, but just the idea
Christmas
of, yeah, we're
creek.
Having
yeah.
Christmas up a creek.
You betcha. Yeah. Well, then again,
I think
sure
that's a Robert Earl Keen song.
I was going to say, I'm sure that when we all get together on the 26th, there'll be people who will be telling stories about Christmas being up the creek. There's no doubt about that. If you're looking for just the right thing to give, though, Pizza Hut is making their own perfume. That's right.
Oh, I saw this.
Smell like pizza?
The whole idea came out as a kind of a jokey Facebook post on the Pizza Hut Canada website. Pizza Hut Canada? Really? Really?
Canadians can do whatever quirky things they want.
What do they have, like sturgeon pizza?
Oh, wow.
Anyway, they asked the question, do you love the smell of a box of Pizza Hut pizza being opened? If that smell is what you want, then what would you call the perfume? The response was so huge, they decided to really go ahead and make it. Instead of giving it a name, they just called it Pizza Hut. Here's the bad news. Fashionista.com says the limited edition fragrance will go to the first 100 people who respond to the Facebook post. Company spokesperson said the scent smells like dough with a little bit of seasoning added.
See, I'd rather just have pizza.
Because nothing says hot like,
yeah. And maybe a warm cardboard box.
Dough.
That just sounds
out. I mean, men are attracted to pizza. What do you say, guys? Do I need to get on that message board and try to get me some Pizza Hut flavored perfume?
No, actually, we'll just call them and see if they'll send us some.
We'll save you the dough.
Yeah, we will. Oh, very nice. Thank you. That's very good. Yes, hello.
Thank you.
No, fair Canadian bacon is just bacon, right?
Yeah, it is. As a matter of fact.
No, it's not bacon. It's ham.
Yeah, it is. All right, Sean's here this morning from the City of Bryan. We need to talk about things that's going on in the One Name City. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
Great, great. What you got for us?
Well, I was wondering if you could add molasses to that. It would smell even better.
Oh.
It's Canadian.
Yeah, it is. That's a good point. That's right. I don't like it. I mean, really, molasses is okay in a recipe, but just molasses, you know? Golly. Well, you can tell. And it can't run up there because it's all, you know, it's always below freezing. Molasses just doesn't move, it just kind of sits there. It's like the
blob. That's true.
Yeah. All right. So, anyhow.
Yeah. I brought with me today a guest, Cassidy Barton from the Downtown Bryan Association, and she's here to talk about the upcoming parade in downtown.
It is that time, and, you know, we're not going to have 80 degrees for that, will we, Cassidy?
Well, I hope not. That would be nice in December.
It would be a record breaker if it was happening at night, but it would be 80 degrees. But anyway, this will be a nighttime parade, and obviously we just finished with the first parade in town, but nighttime parades obviously are different and kind of fun in another way.
That's right. It's just kind of a low-key community event. The nighttime allows us to do some sort of a lit parade, which is really fun.
Sure.
So it was a big hit last year, I think, and we're just looking forward to doing it again this year.
Sure. Do you have any slots left open, or is the deadline passed?
We have a few. We're gonna accept entries until Monday. So if there's anyone interested, they can visit downtownbryan.com, get all the information, and get a form in. And anybody is welcome to participate, individuals, businesses, clubs, and groups, and there's no fee to participate.
Okay. Since we don't want them surfing while they drive, what time is the parade going to be?
The parade will be at 6:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm. What's the date?
December 14th.
Okay.
And it'll last about 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay, very good. And the different categories that you can be entered into and that kind of thing, right?
Actually, we just kind of...
Do you? Just kind of put them all together?
You just line up and go.
Okay. If you have any horses, put them at the back. Okay,
that's
I'm just
exactly
saying.
Right.
Okay.
All right. We had to watch out for that.
Yeah,
business.
I know. You do have to do that. Good, Cassidy. We're looking forward to that then. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Yep. What else you got?
Well, don't forget to join the Bryan Mayor, Jason Byanski, on Saturday, December 8th at the Bryan Super Walmart for the annual Salvation Army Mayor's Bell Ringing Challenge.
Oh, it's the challenge. Okay.
From noon to 1 p.m. on Saturday, December 8th, come to the Bryan Walmart and help us win the challenge.
Okay.
And money from the annual holiday collection drive is used to provide food, clothing, shelter, toys, financial assistance, and counseling to the Brazos Valley residents in need. So, see you on Saturday.
Are you on the defense? Is that the defense? Y'all the defending champions, or do you know?
I think there's
not a trophy involved.
I think Mayor Berry won last year.
Oh, do you? You think so?
I think so.
I think she did. I don't want to acknowledge that.
I understand. Okay. So, well, all right. So, looking to bring the trophy home. Is that it?
That's right. I think it's a boot.
All right. Of course, everything here has got to be a boot.
Sure.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Visit the folks from Bryan on Thursdays, and it's all brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's warm outside, but we're going to get into a holiday mood, okay? Let's just go ahead and do that because the Brazos Valley Symphony has got holiday music coming up, and Mary's here this morning. Good morning. How are
you
today?
Good morning, Scott. I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. You brought the maestro for a show that I know you're looking forward to, and I think everybody in the community will be, too. Tell us about it.
Yes, we have our annual Holiday Pops. It's Brass and Organ is Spectacular.
Yeah.
Pretty cool name.
It is.
And so essentially what we have is a section, the brass section of the symphony. And the organist from Christ United Methodist, James Faith, and the choir from Christ United. That is the basis of the program. But then we invite other vocal groups from the community. I mean, we really conceive this as a community as much as possible within a time frame that we have, a community-wide event. So this year, we brought back a group that sung with us last year, the Consolidated A&M Middle School Girls Choir. And we are adding a new group, the Blinn College Choir. It's a brand new group. This will be essentially the first concert that they will have outside of the campus.
Actually, so when is the concert?
The concert is Sunday, December 9th at 5 p.m. at Christ United Methodist.
Okay. Any sing-along for the audience?
Oh, yes. Four of them.
Yeah, all right.
Silent Night, O Come Ye Faithful. We end with Hallelujah Chorus.
Mary, let's look ahead at the schedule. Some other things that people might want to know that the symphony is going to be doing.
Oh, wow. We have an incredible season coming up. We had last three concerts, February, March, and April. And, oh, golly, we're going to be doing, in our final concert of the year, we're going to be, the Texas Association Symphony Orchestras is having their annual meeting here. So they'll be coming, and the maestro has planned an incredible, absolutely incredible repertoire for that.
So tickets available for all those, and what do they do, Mary, if they want
absolutely.
Tickets?
Absolutely. To get tickets, and we have been selling out, so get your tickets early. We're looking at going to www.bvso.org. You can buy them online, or you can buy them at the MSC box office by calling 845-1234.
All right, there you go. Thanks for the time today.
Thank you.